government agenda of privatisation of the health service. And to be honest, it's that's quite explicit. And when Mary talked about she didn't mind who her provider was as long as they gave care, I mean, free care at the point of need. Explicitly, there's an agenda, an absolutely explicit agenda in the government circles to introduce competition and provide private providers. That's what they spent, I would say wasted, £1.5 or £3 billion on in the Community Care Act and the whole reorganisation of the NHS that's happened for the last 2 years. And actually, since that's come into force, 70% of contracts that have come up have gone to private companies.
Yes.
So, it's not a thing for the future, it's happening now. Personally, I think it's a disaster because I think the National Health Service should be built on collaboration between organisations, not competition. That's a very expensive view the government has. Very locally, actually, I think there's going to be, and again, Imperial are completely explicit about this, an increase in expansion in private medicine from Imperial. Now, that's partly because of their funding problems. They are already the second biggest provider of private healthcare, an NHS provider in the country. It increased by over 16% in the last year, and they have plans to expand more. Now, I can understand why they're doing it, because they're so worried about income, but actually, I don't think that expanding their private medicine is in the interest of most of the NHS people. And I tell you what, Marcus is quite right. We don't know what will go on the 50% of the land sold at Charing Cross, or the 50% of the land sold at St. Mary's. But personally, I'd be prepared to put a bed. If it's not luxury flats, it'll be a private hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
I've got two questions.